This is actually what I recommend more than anything else. It's probably the most uncomfortable thing for homeschoolers to do, but honestly, I think this is the best approach to science in the K through 6 years. The best approach to science in the K through 6 years, in my opinion, is to be very loose and focus on experiences. Not necessarily experiments, but experiences. So in the end, what you want to do in order to get the students to learn science is get them out there to experience nature or to experience building something. All right. So in nature journaling, for example, we simply go out in nature and we observe and we record and we write and we draw. Now, this can be incredibly beneficial. And quite frankly, this is the way science started. I mean, this is how scientists first started. We were all naturalists at one point. What we went out and did is we studied nature. We found something that was interesting, and we studied it really carefully. Now, please understand the difference between looking at something and studying it. There's a big difference there, and this is what nature journaling really helps you to learn. If I turn over a rock and I see a bunch of insects there, I can watch it and be amused and entertained by what they're doing and be interested in what they're doing. It's quite different for me to turn over the rock, count the number of insects I see, record that, count the different things, different types of insects I see, record that, and draw the insects that I see. As soon as I have to actually sit there and draw it, even though I'm a rotten drawer, when I have to draw it, I immediately start studying it in a completely different way from when I'm just looking at it. And that's really the basis of science. The basis of science is observing something in a very detailed fashion. And I think nature journaling helps students understand what that means. And of course, it allows you also to become incredibly creative. And believe it or not, especially when you're actually doing science, not so much when you're teaching it, although creative teachers are good, when you're actually doing science, when you're actually trying to learn new things about science, you've got to be incredibly creative.